The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A senior apartment building catches on fire early this morning. The efforts to put out the flames.
Expanding the Metrolink from North St. Louis to South St. Louis. It's called the Green Line, and it seeks community input. It's a $1 billion project, and we'll tell you the latest on that coming up.
From lane closures heading over Jefferson Barracks to a special assignment just over Chain of Rocks, we're telling you what's slowing you down heading into Illinois.
Taking a live look now at our Renewal by Anderson camera in the Del Mar Loop this morning. Things looking nice and calm there. Cool, too. 45 degrees.
All right. It's April 25th, and this is Fox 2 News at 5:30. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Good morning.
How you doing?
Yes. We're going to take a look at that forecast.
Is she awake? Angela, are you awake? Oh, my gosh. She's sleeping on the job.
That was
again.
A good one.
I'm sorry. Hi. It was a long day yesterday. A fun day yesterday. A long day yesterday with Weather Day down at Busch Stadium. I could use an extra cup of coffee this morning. But, yes, I'm awake. The chilly air out here is certainly waking me up every time I walk back out here to the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. You just heard Blair say it. We're at 45 degrees this morning. And I'll tell you what. I could go for a slightly heavier jacket than what I have on this morning. It feels chilly today. Certainly not as cold as we were earlier in this week when we were dipping close to freezing. But you're going to notice that chill this morning. A little bit of a breeze adding to that chill this morning. View from space shows you the clear skies over St. Louis. However, there is rain to our west. I think it stays to our west during our daytime hours today, moves in later on tonight. Clouds, however, are going to move in ahead of that rain, so expect increasing clouds through the day today. We'll talk about the timeline for that rain, thunderstorm chances as well, coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, for our commuters heading into the South County regions, take a look at your commute heading over Jefferson Barracks this morning. Whether you're heading east or west, things look pretty light. Let's talk about how this is going to change because it's starting up in about the next 30 minutes or so. You've got north and southbound lane closures over Jefferson Barracks. Expect this to extend into 6 p.m. tonight. Now let's talk about what's going on in our northern regions because we've also got things that are going to affect your commute heading over Chain of Rocks. You're sitting around 60 heading towards 367 right now, but go ahead and get ready. If you're taking 367 from the county into the city, we've got that diamond grinding starting up once again, going to affect you into the afternoon. John, Blair?
Diamond grinding, is that road paving?
Oh, yes.
I like that.
Yes, it is, John.
We like it. Thank you. We have this fire in Wentzville this morning. It damages an apartment building.
Fox News' Chris Rier is talking to fire officials. Chris, were there any injuries out here?
No injuries, Blair. That is the good news, but a lot of shaken up residents who are now displaced from their homes. We are at the Pineview Apartments on St. Charles Street here in Wentzville. That is just off West Pierce and I-70. The worst damage is just behind us in this one building of the apartment complex. There were 8 units in this building, and they are all heavily damaged. The fire out now. Crews beginning the investigation part of this, trying to figure out how all of this started. We can show you some video that we captured earlier. Crews getting the call just before 2:45 this morning. When they arrived at the scene here, flames were already shooting out the roof of this apartment building. The fire quickly growing to 2 alarms, multiple departments responding out here trying to get the flames out. We spoke a short time ago with Jason Husky. He is one of the residents in one of these units that were impacted by the fire. He tells me he was sleeping in the unit. He and his mom were. They woke up to this fire. They got out and then tried to make sure all of their neighbors got out as well. Take a listen to some of what Jason told us earlier.
Kind of a shock is, you know, you just get woke up. You're still trying to wake up at the time, and you see an emergency like that, so you try to move as quick as possible.
And you and your mom started pounding on your neighbor's doors, or what did you all do?
Yeah, as soon as we got out, all 3 of us got out safe, and as soon as we got out, we went to all of our neighbors' doors, made sure that everybody got out of their apartments as well.
And the good news here is there are no injuries to any of these residents. All of them did get out safely. There were a few pets which we believe did not make it out. So that's certainly tragic for those animals and their owners. But the good news is no humans hurt in all of this. As you can see, fire officials still at the scene here trying to piece together a cause. No cause for this fire yet. Initially, fire officials telling me nothing really appears suspicious, but a lot of investigation ahead as they try to piece through the significant damage done to this apartment building. For now, live in Wentzville, Chris Renier, Fox News.
Thank you so much, Chris. Well, defunding Planned Parenthood is a part of legislation headed to Governor Mike Parson's desk. Though abortion is already illegal in Missouri, Republicans plan to stop state dollars from going to any facility associated with the procedure. This comes after the Missouri Supreme Court twice ruled lawmakers cannot deny Medicaid money to go to Planned Parenthood. Across the aisle, members warn of the consequences that come with shutting out this organization.
This is ridiculous. This is not health care. These facilities should not be in our state, and I'm sick and tired of hearing about it.
That November is coming, and this bill will not matter because women of this state are going to come in full force and demand their rights back from the body that stripped it of them.
Well, Parsons officials, he says they will treat this bill like any other and make this decision once it goes through a thorough review process.
Well, a multi-million dollar proposal to bring a Catholic graduate school to St. Louis County to fill an old Boeing complex. This is a school from Denver. It is raising some eyebrows. It comes as dozens of Catholic parishes here are closing. Fox News' Andy Banker has an exclusive interview the graduate school's president, who wants to clear up any concern.
This property has long been one of St. Louis County's best-kept secrets. There are people who have lived here their whole lives with no idea what's beyond the gates and the guardhouse back there. Well, that's changing now. There's a new owner with a story to share. A word that comes to mind when seeing the property from Bomarito Automotive Group Skyfox is majestic, and the new owner has quite a few more.
A place to pray and to contemplate and to reflect and be renewed. It wasn't on my radar for us to move, you know, 5 months ago, 4 months ago. I wasn't even thinking about this, but then we found like the perfect place for our growth. Now we're coming to St. Louis.
The Augustine Institute Catholic Graduate School and multimedia provider is coming to this from this, a Denver area office building. The school has closed on the sale of Boeing's Corporate University Training Center, which the company stopped using during the pandemic. The Augustine Institute's president says it is investing more than $50 million for the purchase and operating costs of a 286-acre site that includes four buildings for classrooms and more, plus the historic Deloge Chateau built in the 1920s and 5 miles of nature trails. Though the sale comes as the St. Louis Archdiocese is closing or merging more than 50 parishes and schools, the Augustine Institute is funded by student tuition, sales of Catholic school materials, and subscriptions to its multimedia service. It is not funded by the Archdiocese or the Catholic Church. Only about 50 of its more than 550 students are on campus in Colorado. That is expected to triple here.
It used to be known as the Rome of the West. As the country was expanding, it was from St. Louis that the church in the entire western half of the country was taken care of and nurtured. And we hope to make St. Louis a city on a hill again.
He says it's America's largest graduate school of theology, and classes will begin in St. Louis County in September. Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Well, the new and revised Metrolink route, giving people in St. Louis City a way to get around, is moving on to the next phase. It's the billion-dollar Metrolink Green Line project. The 5.6-mile route will go from Grand and Natural Bridge and then south to Jefferson Avenue in Chippewa. The Bi-State Development and Metro Transit, they hosted an open house last night to show people the plan and overview of the project. There will be 10 stations, reducing the original proposal's count by 3. People at that open house say they're looking forward to the Green Line, but they want their voices heard.
There's so much housing stock. Our concern is our property value, number one. If they're going to run this line, they need to really listen to the residents. They need to go underground, just like they did up Forest Park for those residents who live on Lindell.
Well, the engineering and construction is set to be finished by 2027. If you didn't get to see the presentation, there's a virtual session Tuesday, April 30th. You can visit fox2now.com to register.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.